Well, I think overall, it's a good job by the young group there. The second half, in the fourth quarter, of finishing the football game, and that was one of our goals today. We haven't done a very good job of that in the two previous games, was to finish the game in the fourth quarter, and we were able to drive and get the two field goals, and that was big. I thought again, our first group on offense, we were a little sluggish early on, but we didn't help that by the penalty in a kicking game that backed us up and two times. And again, we got some of these guys. I know it's some of the rookies that are getting these calls, and I think we had one by a veteran player today, but we just got to keep learning from that, keep coaching these guys up. And so I think that's the thing. And I think really negative part was kind of the injuries, possible injuries to the two backup or two young offensive linemen that happened today. So, I think for the most part, the other guys, the guys that played in the first half, got out of it pretty free. We got a couple of hamstrings, but we should be okay.
Is Tez, you think Tez would be all right for Baltimore?
Yes.
With the run game, it obviously started slow. It couldn't really get anything going. From your angle on the side, it's probably hard to really tell what made a difference. But did you feel like there was anything that you saw that was different when we get the run game going?
No. I just think we, they were going to crowd the box and so forth. So sometimes we had to start out. We had to throw it a little bit to run and then vice versa. So that would loosen it up a little bit there by throwing the ball. We had some of those in-breaking routes and so forth, beat leverage and so forth.
So we got a big lift out of Jeremy Hill when he came into the game. Gave you a little bit of a bump right there.
Well, he's a good runner. I mean, we, brought him here to do that. And he had a couple chances on balls he caught tonight or didn't catch that could have been big plays, and we got to keep working at that.
I know this offense is obviously predicated on rhythm. How tough was it to kind of get into, say, when you had the penalties early, you had the field position the guys had early?
Well, you just shorten up the play sheet, That's it's a little tougher, but again, we drive the ball off of the 6-yard line and get the field goal before halftime, and so we did some good things, we just got to keep after it and do that, and that was a big drive. They had the momentum in the game, and we got the ball off the goal line and drove it down, and then kicked the field goal there before halftime.
Because that's going to be the one down when you look at the stat sheet. I think it was 11 penalties.
Yeah, it was 11 penalties, the delay of game being one, and so 10. really, 10 penalties. So we had, two on kickoff returns and one on the punt return. And we had an illegal contact on defense, and we had a hands to the face on defense. So that's 5. We had a hold on offense. So
those two drives at the end, you did get the field goals, but they're both stopped on holds.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you came from.
I'm not sure we were talking second quarter or fourth quarter.
Second.
Yeah. Well, it's when a quarterback moves. That's an unfortunate thing. Sometimes guys get called for holding, and a quarterback moves, and they're not quite sure where he is, so they're just trying to stay attached to their guy, and the separation can occur. So some of that sometimes not the offensive blocker's fault as much as the fact that the thing didn't work on rhythm, which was happening on the one. We held on to the ball, and we want to get the ball out in rhythm in that situation.
He was
as much
doing
as
that a little bit. He would kind of emphasize that. It seemed like on the sidelines, especially that last drive before the end of the half. They seemed to be in a pretty good.
Well, you don't. We're in a situation there where we had one timeout left, and we don't want to. And we want to get up and go and kind of try to save that timeout to when we want to kick a field goal. And, we had them reeling. Let's keep it up, And guys, again, we're in a good spot. We got a long ways to go, that's good video today.
They got a first team defense, a touchdown.
Yeah, we had two big plays we gave up in the first half, the 24-yard run and the inside slant. And we got to play both those plays better, for the most part, we've played pretty well.
What does it mean to probably win a game to a preseason?
Well, we got the rookies got to do the Houthi chant, so that's about it. I'm
it's
sorry, Coley. That's about all. That's about what you take out of it. But like I said earlier, it was finishing the game. That was one of our goals, was to finish the football game. And we were able to do that tonight.
How do you think Gino will go? Hard to tell.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Yeah,
looked like you were rotating in there a little bit with Brandon.
Well, Gino played the first couple base series, and he was playing in nickel.
Marvin, I don't know if you can say anything, but Mike Brown, and not being here, I know you probably wish him the best and all of that. Any comment at all about?
Well, I guess, with Mike's, the only medical thing he's got going on, I guess the good thing is we were able to, everybody acted very quickly and to get things, headed in the right direction very fast. And he obviously didn't want any of you to know about it. So, but Jack convinced us that we should tell people. We're happy that hopefully everything's going in the right direction and hopefully he'll get back with us very quickly.